Detroit at Indianapolis.
No chance for the Lions here. I think
what?
The Colts.
And we're off and running. Big boy, boys, we get ready. Bye!
Big boy. So you're saying there's a chance.
You said there is no chance. None. Zero.
Okay.
Zip. Zilch.
I'm going to say this on the air now, and this may be the last time I say it this year. These must be the new Lions, because the old Lions would have definitely lost that game.
Well, I will say...
And the Colts' defense looked brutal on the last drive.
To be honest with you, that's the reason that I picked the Lions, was because I knew that their offense... I mean, Andrew Luck's a hell of a quarterback.
And Andrew Luck was banged up, too. But still.
But their defense
Colts
has
defense
been suspect.
Horrible.
I researched the Colts' defense. I knew that they had not improved much over last year, or the year before that, for that matter. So, I thought, you know what? I like the way everybody's bagging on Detroit's offense this year. Oh, Calvin Johnson's gone. I really feel like what happened yesterday is a culmination of a lot of things that came together at the right time. They have more urgency. And for years, I've been telling you this, they do better under duress. The offense does better under a certain amount of pressure, especially toward the end of a game. If you look at their stats, they've always been good.
Always been good.
In the last few years. Okay. The last few years. And you got to admit, Stafford looks a lot different this year than he has in years past, actually. The way that he was upset.
Distributing the ball.
And upset.
Theo Riddick. Oh, he looked mad in the last drive.
Two things.
Yeah.
The point where he was yelling at Eric Ebron, look at me. I mean, there was a few F-bombs in there, too. But look at me. He said it to him like three times when he was yelling. And then... Veteran Marvin, what was he thinking about at the end of the game when he didn't go out of bounds? He's just yelling, get the bleep out of bounds. Get the bleep out. Get the bleep out.
If you watch later, the Cowboys did the same thing. Did you see that later?
Well, it didn't bite them in the butt.
Oh, it did bite them
in the
Lions
in the butt like they did
right.
The Cowboys. So, yes, it was a very good day to be a Lions fan, finally, because I thought when Prater missed that extra point... This is the way the Lions are going to find a way to lose.
Yes.
Couldn't believe it. I could, but I couldn't, you know. Here we go. This is the way.
Well, I mean, Stafford. 31 of 39, 340 yards, and three touchdowns.
And most importantly?
No picks.
Zero interceptions.
Yep. But it's the Indianapolis defense. You're going to be 2-0. You're playing the Titans, who did not look good yesterday.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota still hasn't figured it out yet. Nor has
I will say their defense played pretty good. They gave up two defensive touchdowns to the Vikings. Two. Otherwise, they would have won the game. But Mariota, here you go. Here's a touchdown. Oh, here's another one.
Yeah.
First, I'll fumble one away. Then I'll throw an interception away. I mean, 31 yards for Adrian Peterson on 19 carries. That's good rush defense. Maybe they won't.
I don't know.
Maybe they won't beat the or lose the Lions.
I don't know. We'll see. I really feel like the Lions are heavily favored right now, but we got to look at the injury report by the end of the week. And we still got games to pick tonight. And by the way, we got to go through the rest.
Yeah,
five and a half, I saw.
Okay.
But whatever. We got to go through the rest of these games and talk about your Packers win yesterday. Were you a little surprised it was that?
I was in a way, and... At the end of that game, I graded the Packers about a B-minus because their clock management was brutal. They're in a hurry-up offense. They go to the line, and they can't get a play called off and get a... One time they use a timeout, and another time they got to delay a game.
Rodgers looked pissed,
It was
too.
Just weird.
Now, do you blame that on McCarthy?
Yeah.
Because he's had those issues in the past.
I don't like McCarthy's play calling. Oh, let's take the lead and then go conservative.
And
I didn't really think Eddie Lacy looked that much thinner. Did you?
No.
I mean, he had a little bit of burst on a couple runs, but he didn't look any thinner.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
The Packers' I will say defensive
this.
Backs better
well,
get a little better because
that's where the Lions' holes obviously are too. I mean, there was a the Lions have scrimped on several of their defensive backs was very obvious. I mean, it was watching the replays was brutal. Like, the defensive backs weren't even looking at the quarterback or the ball. They were looking at the back of the helmet of the receiver. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I will say,
not all of them.
Jacksonville is an up-and-coming team, though.
I agree.
Julius Thomas, You can't even cover that guy.
Well, they spent some money in free agency.
Oh, well, they had him last year, but and they put it all on defense, free agency, and the draft. So we'll see. Jacksonville is not as bad as you think.
Your boy Rodgers, 20 of 34, 199 yards, two TDs, and passing, and one rushing.
Yep. And Bortles, you can't give 320 yards to Bortles.
You got
to
admit, he's coming around,
one
too.
Interception.
He's figuring it out.
Yeah. And Chris Ivory is supposed to start, and he had some medical issue. He got rushed to the hospital in the morning, so T.J. Yeldon got the start instead. Who played pretty good?
I want to throw this one. I thought that pass and catch between Rodgers and Devontae Adams, that was a pretty amazing
thing. Devontae Adams caught a ball. Did you see that?
It was an amazing catch.
It was an amazing catch. That was lucky. Come on. How did Rodgers get that off?
Well,
he is the best at doing that.
I don't know. There was a couple of moments where I thought, oh, he's going down.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope, he feels the pressure, and I don't know how he
gets
it.
It was a fun game to watch. It was a lot more fun to watch for me than the Lions game, where I was stressed out in the second half anyway.
I'm sure you were.
The Lions were winning 21-3 at one point,
mm-hmm.
and they blew it.
But they won in the end, which is not what they normally would do in the past. We got hope.
Last little question before we take a break and then go into the rest of these games. 112-degree heat. What'd you think when they had the Packers wearing their dark green jerseys? Jacksonville went with the white.
I think it's a league rule, isn't it?
Well, they have their choice.
I don't know.
Home team gets their choice.
Did you see Rodgers take the AC pipe and put it right inside his jersey?
All right, we'll come back. Second half, we'll go through the rest of these games, tell you how he did on our picks. The rest of them,
I thought
anyway.
You'd start with that.
Nope. Nope. I wanted to start with no chance. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Playoffs start this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock instead of 5:30. You better be there.
I'll be there with bells on.
All right.
Going to the driving range like for 2 hours every day. No, I'm not. I'm scared.
Wish I had that kind of time.
I'm not. Not at all. Let's see here. If you are interested, actually, we should probably talk about this discounted membership real quick here.
Okay.
Where you can apply it to next year's membership as well. Lots of time to play golf, and it's beautiful on Gray Walls in the fall. Discounted rates, discounted memberships. Find out more. Call 225-0721. The Marquette Golf Club, open to the public. So, Steve, we had four games different over this weekend.
And you got all four right, and I got all four wrong.
Quickly here, I just want to go through the rest of them.
But almost all of them were
nail-biters. There was a ton of them.
Could have went either way.
It was... Even the games we had the same were nail-biters.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of really close games. Baltimore edged out Buffalo.
13-7. Nothing to talk about
To talk about there. Houston over Chicago. Chicago looked bad, man.
Chicago did not look good. Houston's... Osweiler looked okay.
Philly over Cleveland.
Oh.
Hello, Carson Wentz.
And
he showed up.
RG3 out 8 weeks.
Atlanta loses to Tampa. We got that game both wrong. That was a nothing game, too. Minnesota at Tennessee. Minnesota prevails. Not really a whole lot to talk 25, about.
25-16, 14 points on defense.
Sean Hill actually looked like
he was okay,
fairly decent, but
he was okay.
The defense was really the story
Adrian
for
Peterson
the Vikings.
Did nothing.
Quickly here, Cincinnati over New York. I got that game. You got that game wrong. Well, you
know what I meant. 23-22. I mean, come on.
It was a close one. And then, probably the most exciting... Other than the Lions game.
Yeah.
Exciting game, or the Packer game for that matter. That was a good one, too. New Orleans hosting Oakland.
And
Drew Brees goes nuts in this game.
423 yards, 4 touchdowns.
The best quarterback performance of the week,
mm-hmm.
by far.
But Oakland scores a touchdown at the end of the game and goes for 2.
And you know why?
Because they didn't want to have Brees have the ball
That's
again.
That's right. They knew if they went to overtime, they were probably going to lose to Drew Brees because he went insane. So this was your chance. I give all the credit in the world to Jack Del Rio for making that gutsy call. And you know what? You're the hero or the goat. So I don't blame him. I think that's one of the very, very few times where you got to go for it.
I thought it was great.
Let's see here. Kansas City over San Diego.
Oh, my God. San Diego blew this game. 24-3 they were ahead.
And I think Keenum might be done.
What are you talking? Wrong team.
Who was the one that got carted off the field for the Chargers?
The receiver.
Who did I say?
You said Case Keenum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's the quarterback tonight.
Sorry. My bad. Oops. I got four games right, I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. Keenan Allen, that's what I meant. Seattle over Miami, and they barely won.
Oh, my God, last minute touchdown.
And then, of course, the New York football Giants over Dallas.
Because the guy can't run out of bounds. If he would have run out of bounds, he would have a field goal try to win the game.
Who
the
was
best
that,
field
by
goal
the way?
Kicker
I forget.
Terrence Williams.
That's right.
Best
yeah.
field goal kicker in the game. Dan Bailey would have been in there.
And then last night, New England at Arizona.
Garoppolo looked pretty good.
He looked pretty good. I thought Arizona was going to pull this off, too.
Yeah, and Larry Fitzgerald has the best hands in football if you watch that game. It was ridiculous. All right, picks for tonight. Pittsburgh at Washington.
Woof. Washington, the home team. Pittsburgh. Barely.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I got to take Pittsburgh, too. And then what about the brand new Los Angeles Rams at San Francisco 49ers?
Taking the Rams, the 49ers are a mess.
I agree. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Four-game league going into next week. Beautiful. Talk
yeah.
to you tomorrow.
Tigers didn't look good this weekend. No, their Brewers did.
We never had time to. We'll have to hit the Tigers hard tomorrow. They do stick on the Twins tonight. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, golfers, check out this incredible fall membership offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Right now, they're offering a Heritage-only single membership for $420. And couples are just $575. Or better yet, get a combined Gray Walls and Heritage membership. Singles, $695. Couples, $975. And here's the kicker. You ready? Whichever membership dollar amount you choose will double up and be applied to next year's 2017 memberships. So take advantage of this incredible offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Call 225-0721 or find out more at MarquetteGolfClub.com.